Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, July 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome, everybody, and I hope everybody is finding themselves in a nice state of mind and state of health and looking forward to everything that we have to say on tonight's call. And I'm looking forward to giving my segment, but listening to Sue and Bob. Before we get too far along, though, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be another great teaching that she's curated for us, and then we'll just proceed from there. So let's pray the call in. Oh, Lord God, thank you so much for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And thank you for this day, Lord. Every day is beautiful to wake up to, and your mercies are new every morning. And thank you that we can start over every day, essentially starting from scratch every morning. Thank you for the blessing of life that you give us and the blessing that is about to come that is on its way to us. Thank you for every listener on the Big Call in Big Call Universe. And thank you for Sue and Bob and everybody else that contributes to the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, let's see what we would have in the way of a teaching from you tonight.
Well, I love this teaching because I think it represents everybody on this call. And it's called Supernatural Boldness.
Okay.
This will be an age of supernatural boldness. I received this dream from a prophetic dreamer. I just returned to a prayer conference from a prayer conference in Missouri. I opened my Facebook tonight and saw different people. And my jaw dropped when I read this title because I was immediately reminded of a dream I had on March 30th, 2019. In this dream, I was standing in an operating room. I saw in front of me an operating table, but at the head of the bed, where the pillow should have been, was a hole. And that struck me as odd. I knew it was set up like this for a purpose. As I was looking at the operating table, two men came in through the door, holding up and leading a man into the OR. The man looked old and decrepit and was in major pain. He was grimacing, and his body was shaking from pain and agony. He had on regular clothes, jeans, and a shirt. They led him to and laid him on this operating table face down. His face was positioned in the hole where the pillow should have been. I then noticed that his shirt didn't have a back on it. His back was exposed, but instead of a normal back, there was a huge gaping wound from his neck down to his hips. Sounds like a med-bed story. As I looked at that wound, I saw that he didn't have a backbone. It was as if it had been removed and he was left with the agony of the effects of that open wound and spineless condition. I then noticed the two men who brought him into the OR had left the room, but the doors opened again and they came back in carrying a brand new backbone. Mm-hmm. It was a real skeletal backbone. They took the new backbone and placed it in the opening on the man's back. When they did, the wound was immediately healed. This is a precursor to the med-bed story. Little did he know what he was doing.
Yeah, really.
And he stood up straight and tall and walked out the doors. What a glorious moment we are in. God has led us to the Holy Spirit planned moment. And God is strengthening his body to stand in power, courage, and display a new backbone. Mm-hmm. If you related to this story and you realize that you're about to step into your supernatural era, and especially because I'm inserting the those of us who are intending to utilize the med beds or our consciousness in Christ, we will all advance and prevail. Holy Spirit, help all of us recognize the supernatural season we're in and advance forward with boldness and passion and a supernatural backbone made of your confidence. Anoint us with great courage for the hour we are in. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, that's really good, and that reaches me on two or three different levels, Sue. Thank you for that. Yeah, thanks for that teaching. Of course, I was thinking about MedBed experiences that I have heard about that have occurred already for military people. Unfortunately, I can't disseminate all of that information yet. However, that related to me in that regard. But it was telling me also about the idea of, okay, people, sometimes we have to get a backbone. Sometimes we can't be wishy-washy to and fro, you know, but we need to get serious and get a backbone and stand up for what we know is right. Having all to do, we stand. And that's what God tells us to do. And I think that's really important, you know, to get a backbone. Then, Sue, you hit me on this level. Because you're talking about this dream, I thought, well, okay, I'll share a dream I had about two or three nights ago. And this particular dream had me sort of substituting for a pastor who was about to give his sermon. And all of a sudden, it was tossed to me at 8:30 in the morning, and I went, okay, I still cannot read. And, you know, at this point, most of the time in my dreams, I can see. I can see in color, I see fine. But in this particular dream, I was acknowledged that I still couldn't read. And I thought, okay. I said, I don't. And I started to think I wasn't going to be able to do it. And then God said, what do you mean? You know the scripture. You know the word. You can talk about this, this, that, the other, and all this. All of a sudden, I got flooded with ideas, and God was literally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, putting together a sermon for me that I was basically saying and rehearsing in my dream. I thought, oh, that's wild. And I sure did have plenty of things to talk about. And that was encouraging to me to have that thing. Now, here's another dream I had the same night, which was later. I'm in an airplane flying with Sue. No, this wasn't with Sue. This was what seemed to be like a twin-engine Cessna, something like that, which I would not normally be flying it. I would normally take a jet, and I know we'll be using jets, not twin-engine or single-engine props. So in this particular dream, though, I was right seat, okay, which is the right side of the pilot side. And then we were in a thunderstorm with rain coming down, you know, on the windscreen, the windshield. And then I looked out and I thought, I hope my pilot is seeing this and aware of what's going on. So I go to tap the pilot on the shoulder in the left seat. He's gone. There is no pilot. I'm the pilot. And it was kind of a Jesus take the wheel moment, you know? And I went, okay, can I land this plane? Do I know where we are? Can I see anything? Basically, I woke up, okay, before I crashed. So I don't know if I was going to crash or not, but it was definitely a Jesus take the wheel type moment. But that was so strange to have that dream following the other dream that was spiritual, really. anyway, I thought I'd tie that in, Sue, to what your teaching was tonight. Because I don't know if it was appropriate, but that's what came to me. And I think it's just the idea of sometimes we've got to stand up for what we truly believe in, what we know to be true, and get a backbone. So this can be a night of dream sharing if you like, Bob, Sue, since I put myself out there.
Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel, but I'll hand it to you in the meantime, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Sue. I love this supernatural boldness. It's really, you know, something that we're seeing coming from all around the world right now. People just having, like, unlimited expectations about matters of healing and just, like, coming up with things that have never been, you know, dreamt of before. And it's, you know, it's reminiscent of the incredible healings that Jesus used to do, where he could touch the blind people and they would see again. And yeah. Now, you know, we're about to see the same thing here. And when he said, "You shall do even greater works than me," we are going to see millions of people that are going to be healed of their blindness coming up over the next 6 to 8 weeks to 10 years going forward. Yeah. There's going to be millions of people healed from blindness, and I can just see Jesus looking down and going, "You see, I told you, you all will do greater works," but it's not one person. It was a team of people that have, you know, created, you know, ER-100, which is already been injected into human beings. And David Sinclair, you know, gave us an update the other day to report that it's going well, that there were no adverse effects, and it looks like it's proving to be safe. And he is just overjoyed with anticipation of being able to tell all of us how well the first patient is doing with the injection of ER-100. And it required a whole team of people going all the way back 20 years ago to Dr. Yamanaka, when he discovered how to revert a skin cell back to a pluripotent stem cell. And then David Sinclair and his interns and students worked every day for 3 years to figure out how to make it work without causing cancer. And we're actually not doing research in blindness. They were doing research in immortality and having injected mice with these Yamanaka factors, they were able to de-age them. And one of the side effects was they regained their eyesight. The blind mice and monkeys regained their eyesight. And so now we're going to see this supernatural boldness of Dr. Yamanaka and Dr. Sinclair and his colleagues that are literally going to bring sight to tens of millions of people. And that's the beginning, because we also have two other scientists that have independently, seemingly found a cure for cancer with two different technologies, one of which was an accident. They were doing research in a lab combining different peptides together to create proteins to treat cancer, and there was a mistake in the lab. And they combined the wrong peptides, and it just so happened that that error resulted in a cure for cancer.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so, and then also using a new drug that was invented in an attempt to find immortality, a new drug that knocked out zombie cells and then followed along with mesenchymal stem cells. What they discovered was, yes, it did make the mice live twice as long, but in addition, it got rid of the cancer in all the mice.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Now they're
wow, Bob. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, the ER in ER 100 stands for what?
Epigenetic reprogrammer. And so,
epigenetic reprogramming. Right.
Yes. And 100 is because it's the first one to receive FDA approval for doing research with it. And so the next one may be 101, whatever, but this one it holds promise to be the first and the last one, because it looks like it might be a med bed in an injection.
Right.
And it reverts. The way they did it was there are four Yamanaka factors, and when they use them on skin cells, they reverted all the way back to the type of cell that was in an embryo. But all those cells became cancerous. And so David Sinclair's students and colleagues in his lab figured out how to use only three of the four, and it reversed the age of the mice back by 75%, and it did not cause cancer. And so what they're going to be watching with the humans that they injected their eyes to restore their eyesight is if their entire body actually regenerates.
Right.
And it could very well be that they've discovered, a semblance of a med bed in a shot.
Yeah.
And,
Bob, was this something that was injected into the retina or into the optic nerve?
Into the retina. Yeah.
Okay. That's
so
cool.
It cured blindness in mice that had cataracts and glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
They were asked about macular degeneration, and they didn't know because none of the mice had that. So they didn't test it. But according to David Sinclair, it's likely that it will also work for macular degeneration. And
diabetic retinopathy, that kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. And not only that, at the same time, de-age the person who might be 80 years old, they'll de-age them to 20 years old.
There you go.
And so talk about supernatural boldness with people like Sinclair and Yamanaka and the other scientists. And, I have to tell you, you can watch it in real time. So if you just watch a couple of YouTube videos about this, go to David Sinclair's podcast, or even just type in Yamanaka factors, what will happen is, the algorithm will start serving you videos like this every time you turn on YouTube. And so every morning when I turn on YouTube, there's something brand new from one laboratory or university or country or another that are in these regards. And so we're watching in real time the dawning of the age of immortality and this supernatural, seemingly completely supernatural phenomena that are occurring. And, it's inspiring because you see that each of these people, like Dr. Sinclair, are bringing their gift to the world. It's what they're good at and what they have to offer. And every person has such a gift, regardless of how profound it might be, or even if it's something you have to offer, like the woman that runs our clubhouse here at my condo complex. She made, by hand, she made the most beautiful decorations for this big lobby for the 4th of July. She made all these beautiful handmade patriotic decorations that she hung up everywhere. And that's her little corner. And it was so inspiring. People are coming to see it just just to go there to the lobby to see her creations. It's like a,
amazing.
It's like she created a mini museum, you know.
Oh, wow.
And so, and that's her gift. That's what she has to bring. And and we also are seeing, you know, because of the supernatural boldness, people getting second chances, people that have thought, oh, it looks like, you know, the project I want to do or my gift to the world is, I'm not going to get a chance to, to, you know, offer it. But then, you know, last week we saw a testimonial from Lady Yuzin Myatrol, who's saying, wow, I'm back, and I'm back up and about, and now I can't wait to, you know, execute my project. I'm going to make it to see the blessing and to get my chance.
Amen.
And
yep.
She's rejoicing, right? She's literally rejoicing. I got to share that, you know, with Eric. And this, you know, these gifts that we have are not something that we just think about and maybe, you know, we'll do something someday. These are our life path and our responsibility to do and to not be deterred from offering our gift. And as you were saying, Bruce, get a backbone. Well, have resilience and have focus and determination and keep planning, keep learning, keep doing what you can right now, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to come along, what's going to happen with the RV, where all of a sudden, just like that, all your work and preparation and learning from the classes that Sue has been giving, and now here you are at your moment, and you get to fulfill your responsibility to the great kingdom of God.
That's it. That's good, Bob. Wow. It's really good. And, I believe in divine appointments. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe God sets things up for people to meet for divinely appointed times. And Sue, I think, was a divine appointment for us to meet and for her to be on the big call. Same thing with Bob. And Sue, what would you say to this teaching? And do you have a dream you can tell us about, or am I the only one?
I'm actually living my dream.
Oh, yeah.
And the people in the pod, I'm just going to ask everybody to pay deep attention, because your jaw's going to drop with what I'm going to bring that has come out of the pod. I can't wait for Bob to hear it. And a super gift for everybody on the call. And what I love about this is, first of all, the dream that you're living, and what I want to see for supernatural boldness, is people becoming aware, just like Bob said, to act on what their heart and their soul is passionate about, asking them to be curious about. When you get curious about something, and then you have the discipline to follow through on that, you never know. You may get involved in projects that are related to brainwaves back in 1993, and you may get a celebrity doctor that gives you a testimonial, and you may even get involved in large-scale projects. You never know what is going to happen, so that you're on the cutting edge, just like Bob is, in bringing about what, you know, longevity experts, and that's going to be very much in my segment, are calling the age of negligible senescence. Mm-hmm. That's from the Methuselah Foundation and Aubrey de Grey. So here's the dream. The dream is and it's on the cover of my projects, you know, if you knew that we're ending aging and disease is a normative condition, what would you do with your life? What are you going to do? What is going to make you get excited to live and create and explore? And that takes courage. I think the challenge for everybody right now is to have the courage to carve out and carve a path to what is uniquely, not copying what somebody else did, like a, you know, playing cover band music. It's like, what's original to you? What's original that's bold, that's living inside of you, that you lights you up, that you want to explore, that you want to create? And when you hear my segment, I'm so honored to be able to share what I'm going to share with you, which is like civilization level breakthrough stuff. It just goes to show that, like being with Bruce and Bob and seeing what Bruce created with all the millions of listeners on the call, because he was fascinated with what the currencies were doing, and he shared that, and he pursued it. And we used to be on calls together. Remember all those wacky calls?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And just exploring and learning and discovering, and then meeting Bob. And Bob has always had a, you know, the heart of an explorer and a scientist. And I think of myself as a scientist, artist, explorer. To be supernaturally bold in the coming age, in the AI and regenerative age, is going to be the most rewarding time on Earth. And the discovery, imagine being like a 10-year-old. That's when wonder peaks, before you get like super into critical thinking. And being like a 10-year-old, but having the discipline of a boomer, and being able to have the boldness that led Bruce to tell about his dreams, and to express yourself in your wonder and your awe and your creativity. Mm-hmm. That, to me, people want to see authentic, which is what you did tonight, Bruce. They want to see people being authentic. It inspires them not to see people that are all masked up. And M-A-S-K-E-D. And to be excited about things, and then I'll wrapping it up so I stay cogent. You know, so they're focused and they get something valuable from it. But they learn from people having supernatural experiences, and someone like me saying, you can actually make it so that you're living your dream life right now. If you're surrounded with the right people, if you're doing what you love, and if you're disciplined, which is going to come in my segment, if you're disciplined in exploring what supports your dream life, and get rid of the things that drain your dream life. So that's my supernatural boldness for tonight.
Good, Sue. That's excellent. Very good, and I look forward to that. And I'm going to give you advance warning, Sue.
Okay.
You're going to need your pad and pen for the beginning of my segment.
Well, you're going to need a pad and pen.
Well, you're going to need a pad and pen, too.
No, you're going to need a pad and pen.
No, you're going to need a pad and pen.
That's funny. I always have a pad and pen.
I know. At least one pad, maybe 10. Yep. Well, thank you, Sue.
Okay, so now I have to pull up all our...
Go ahead and pull that up. As we segue into prayer and praise time, thank you, Sue, for that teaching. And Bob's, I think Bob's comments were phenomenal, and I really enjoyed that. I had heard Bob and I had talked about that earlier, and I knew about it, and I think it's really wonderful. It's just so weird. I just wish I were allowed to talk more about the holographic medical beds. Holographic, H-A-L-O, holographic. Because I got stuff. I just can't
share. Okay, well, let's go. Let's talk about what we can
say. So let's go into
do.
Prayer and pray, Sue. Let's talk about what we can say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do,
because I can't remember, and people in Arizona, will you please text me and tell me if I covered this last night? Because we had a call, which I'll tell you about.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a prayer for a woman in our pod called Liana and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And she did say what was going on, but this is a woman that foster took in like 35 foster children. And so a lot of her family is sick, so we're going to see. And I love this practice. This is new to me today. Putting your hand on your heart or a part of your body tells your body it's safe and you're with it. So let's everybody put their hand on their heart.
Yeah.
And remember, when you put your hand on your heart, your body actually gets a signal of safety. And so say it's safe to be supernaturally bold to pray for Liana and all the people we're about to pray for, and that she and her family are surrounded with supernaturally powerful influx of Christ's energy, miracle power, and removing any thought forms, emotional blocks, anything that stands in the way of her entire family are covered in the bioenergetics of miracle Christ healing. And we see their whole family being lifted up from the floor up, from the heavens down. They're in a two-way conduit of miracle energy in Christ. And they're being healed, and they're being blessed, and they're being supported. In Jesus' name, and with the support of the Big Call, we say thank you, and amen.
And amen.
And now we have from Millette that her father passed away on July 7th. He was a World One hero. It tried to stop me from having any private time to say goodbye. This is my sister and mother, but they had narcissistic personality complex. It's always a challenge when I have to read these at the last minute.
Yes,
please pray
yes.
for me that I can go to my father's funeral and honor him peacefully and respectfully without any drama or chaos.
There
okay, so Millette, here's what we do with this. We focus on the outcome rather than the circumstance. So I want you, Millette, to just realize we're all standing with you. So see yourself and see Christ and see millions of Big Call listeners, especially those that have dealt with difficult personalities and toxic personalities, like a huge army, and include your angels. We're an army of soul support in Christ's miracle power, and we're standing behind you and we're flooding this situation so that there's no chance that they could not do anything to prevent you being at the funeral. And I want you to see yourself opening your heart. Your mind is cleansed of what you don't want to have happen. And you just stay open to a miracle of being able to walk into that funeral, feel protected, feel free from any of the family toxicity. All of that has been cleansed away, and you deeply get to honor and love your father. And you can do this walking in your dreams tonight and go see yourself going to this experience and feeling literally angelic in the midst of all this. So you actually become the identity of the you that you want to experience in Christ. We see this healed. We see you happy. We see you completing the beautiful arc of your relationship with your Father. And we call it a blessing and say amen. And, of course, we're sorry for your loss. I think she was in France. I think I left the email, but I saw en France.
Oh, really? En France?
Yeah.
Was it Mallette, M-A-L-E-T-T-E?
I can't remember. M-E-L-L or M-E-L-E-T-T-E.
Mallette.
There's another one. And I think this is one we should pray for everybody because I can see it coming. This is from Sky, and she's saying, prayer requests for a happy, fulfilling marriage and love.
Okay.
So this is from Sky. Okay, so Sky, and to anyone that is looking forward to what I hope will be more sacred union, divine marriage, marriage that is anchored in spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical intimacy, not avoidance, in abundance, not scarcity, that walks away from the lesser versions of relationship that we may have seen around us, in our parents, in the culture. We see you stepping through a doorway, anyone wanting marriage, stepping through a doorway and literally choosing to experience the deepest, most sacred union, first with yourself, first learning what a healthy relationship would look like and contain for you. What would your dream relationship look like? And then making sure that you consciously walk forward with wisdom and love and joy so that you call forth your perfect match and that everyone on this call is being endowed with the beauty of deep, meaningful, intimate relationships that allow the masculine and the feminine to be reunified in Christ's love. We see everyone becoming whole first within themselves and then with their divine counterpart. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to go to Jeannie. If I can find Jeannie, where are you, Jeannie? Hold on one sec. She gets, you know, I get these organized in advance, and then all the emails come in. Okay, here we go.
I know.
This is from Jeannie. A beautiful lesson regarding a pearl. A natural pearl begins as a grain of sand or another tiny irritation that enters an oyster. To protect itself, the oyster slowly covers the irritation with layer upon layer of a beautiful substance until it becomes a precious pearl.
Yeah.
What becomes a painful experience becomes something beautiful. Life often works the same way. Some of our greatest blessings come from our greatest struggles. A disappointment, a loss, an illness, or a failure may eventually become the very experience through which God shapes us into stronger, wiser, and more compassionate people. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, Romans 8:28. Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value, Albert Einstein. We give thanks for our many blessings. For the Big Call platform, 2 times a week. For our awesome leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and everyone behind the scenes. For the millions of listeners. For our family and friends. For our country, military, and freedom. For MedBeds to be available very soon to restore our health and vitality, healing us from vaccine health and age-related issues, and getting us ready for our humanitarian work, hopefully by August, for the RV blessing that should be available very soon. Wishing everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe week. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Amen.
That. Yep. And that.
And
those are our.
And
how many
those are.
Yeah, three.
Three.
Okay. Yeah.
Sue, thank you. That was really good. And it makes me think of something that Jeannie mentioned about a pearl. Sue, I know you're familiar with this, and many of the women that are listening are familiar with the idea of a black pearl.
Yep.
Black pearls are even more valuable than white pearls. And I don't know why they are the way they are, but they're really beautiful. And just for your information, Bob, there's a relatively new golf complex on the island of Roatan, north of Honduras, where I've been twice, to Roatan, and there's a new, relatively new golf course called the Black Pearl at Pristine Bay. And maybe one day we'll get a chance to get on and play that course.
That would be great.
Roatan. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Sue, thank you so much for that prayer and praise time. I think that's good. And Jeannie, I got your back. I got your six, Jeannie. Okay? So, Sue, this is a special time for us, and we always love hearing what you're going to bring us in your segment. You said you did a class last night.
Yes.
So tell us what,
and
what you're
I,
up to.
And I am... I'm almost speechless to be able to present what I'm going to present to you tonight, and I am very, very honored. I'll tell you what I'm excited to bring you. It's going to be the announcement of this. It's going to be just a little taste of the class we held, and it's going to be a super gift for Bob, for you, for anybody that wants to get into the med beds. And depending on how that goes, maybe I'll add a little something else. But here's the really exciting news. Let's get our trumpets out and everything. We had a class called Sovereign Untrapped, the New Science of Regenerative Life and Project Design for the Quantum AI Age. And just like Bob brought last week, talking about, you know, how AI was able to come up with the 500 million iterations of solutions for, I can't remember what particular, I think it was a plaque application. Is that right, Bob? Is that correct?
It was in regard to zombie cells.
Zombie cells,
yeah.
Okay. In regard to zombie cells. So we have in the pod a Princeton educated, got to add a little bit of that, a Princeton educated theoretical physicist who has had a long career working with some of the top, most advanced, emerging applications using his genius. And as of yesterday, he submitted his paper to what is called, it's a groundbreaking theoretical physics paper, to Zenodo, which is the world's most respected open scientific repository. It's connected to CERN, the European laboratory, and it's home to the world's largest particle physics research facility. But what makes this really exciting is that he's dedicated, kind of like David Sinclair, who's the longevity expert and why we age and why we don't have to. This man's paper, I'll give you the title in a minute, it's going to be hard for you to understand, is the remaking of physics. And he submitted it to the world last night, and we got to announce it in the pod. I mean, it's
cool.
Just crazy. And here's what he wrote about it. Terry's sub-quantum model provides the foundational level of reality beneath a series of quantum mechanics and space-time gravity. It's a real 3D world that shows the foundational construction of light, mass, and fields in the universe. It further touches on the mechanisms of bonds and biological molecules, which will lead to many commercial applications. There's even a hint of how the brain stores images and information. The understanding of gravity may lead to new worlds for humans. One of the biggest surprises is that the chalkboard size equations cannot answer the same questions as simple Pythagorean truth. Let's see if I have his. And so I don't think I have his. Hold on one second. So what's exciting about this is the pod listened to a little dissertation by Terry, and this is a person that has been in every class of the pod, because we're all swimming in this field of emerging science and what's going to help and how are we going to grow and how are we going to create new realities where we impact and we leave an entropy, which is the breakdown of systems, and we go into regenerative systems. Regenerative systems that are going to help us when we get out of the med bed, hold on to our med bed body, be living with the things that boomers is probably going to be coming out with. My thing is going to be a lot around neuroscience and education and water and whole system of projects. And what Bruce is going to be doing to be bringing one of the topics in our class, neuroaesthetics. We've all got to be designing things so that it's beautiful for our eyes to look at. Beautiful park benches, people walking outside so that they're healthy and happy, people looking vibrant, which is where I'm going to go in a minute, so that you can talk about the state of the art you want to ask for. This is my super gift. That you want to ask for when you go into the med bed and how to ask for it. All of these things require a mind that's curious about what is possible. How are we going to do this? How are we going to design a reality that we love to live in and connect with and design so people aren't overloaded? And they're not stressed, but they're actually exploring the sciences that can help them to do that. So those are the kinds of things, and I'm going to be offering a class that'll help you do that on Thursday. We're just going to finish up this class, and then I'm going to make a class that's people have been asking about sort of like offline, and we've been sort of selling it and sharing it. Offline. So I'll make that available on Thursday because I keep my allostatic load down. And I'll tell you what that is, I think, in a minute.
And your Allison static load down.
Allostatic load.
Yeah.
So here's the piece that I want everybody to kind of, I think I'll talk about it. I'll read just a second of this class. Welcome to your future of human flourishing. And this is the kind of thinking that goes into all of our classes, and I'm going to have Bob read a testimonial on Thursday. We built this from a simple conviction. You are made for more than survival. Not more striving, more flourishing. And the world you're building is waiting for you to lead it there. This is why we developed it. The old models, extraction, striving, self-abandonment, dressed up as ambition, were never built to sustain a flourishing life, let alone a flourishing world. Really get that piece. That's a whole remodel in itself. That's a lot of what we do. We get clear on where we've gotten extracted from the world, we're led by the world instead of our deeper inner knowing. So something new had to be built, grounded in what's real, connected to what's emerging, warm enough to actually live inside of. Behold, I make all things new. Are you ready? Are you ready to build a new life and a new world from what you're about to learn here? So that's what you're about to hear now. And get your pens out. Bruce, you better have somebody get with a pen right now.
Okay.
So I got the opening of the class, before people got to the class, I sent them a video of Mars, a Mars journey, kind of like Mars luxury travel in 2150. Okay, Mr. Quick Math. Bruce, how many years is that from now?
2150?
Yep.
From now? Hold on.
I did this last night.
Hold on. 150 from 26 would be 124.
That's good. You're really quick. I won't point it out, but
I had
you
to check my math before I gave you my answer.
Yeah, you were good. You were really good. You did it really quick, Mr. Multiple Intelligences. Okay, so here we go. Everybody's watching it, and I'll talk about the class a little bit on Thursday, but. So everybody was entranced, of course. I just asked them to watch 7 minutes, and it was really realistic. And I said, okay, let's say you go back and can go back to the age of 34. If Elon Musk is saying I've been talking about this for a while, so it's probably about 2.5 years with AI before people, quote unquote, won't have to work, but they'll be designing what they're fascinated by. That's number one. Then the next leap, and this is part of the projects that I'm going to be doing, is going to be things like luxury space travel, and they're already planned for 2028 and 2029. By the year 2150, lots of people in AI and Elon are saying, you know, the kids are going to be going out into outer space.
That's
a big thing. Granddaughters, grandchildren, their whole thing is going to be, okay, let's take what we're doing on Earth and let's go out into space. If you went back to 34, you would be, and you age, which you can do, write this down, everybody, you can request at the med beds to age 1 year every 30 years. By 2150?
Sue, can I make a comment on that for you?
Sure. Okay.
The
nice,
most
nice
recent
way.
Information we have on that is
okay.
That they have set our aging to age 1 year for every 15 years of life.
Okay, so it's not.
1 year for every 15 years.
Okay, so so that's most recent. Okay, I haven't gotten that. Okay, so do the math for us, Bruce, then. By the time it's in 100 years.
Okay. You would have age 30. From the age 34 in 100 years. Hold on a sec. Multiplication here. Okay, so it's 1 year for every 15 years of time. Can we do it? Can we go 150 years, Sue?
Sure.
We go out 150 years from age 34. We will have aged
10 years.
You'd be 44.
Yeah. 44
in
years
150
old.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be 44 years old,
mm-hmm.
traveling out. I mean, that's
yeah.
the reality. And those are the things. Let me. I said this on my call. Everything that's getting built on Earth, and Bruce knows this because we used to trip around and watch all this really out there stuff. Is going to be shared other places. That's the way I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I decided to find out kind of why 34 is a key age, but no matter where you go back to, this is what you want to say. And Bob, please get your pen out because this is pretty cool. A Dr. Alex Zavoronkov, ZH. Avoronkov, founder of In Silico Medicine, longevity researcher, and AI-driven regenerative medicine pioneer, Dr. Domonica, these names, Wilczok, Wilczok, longevity scientist at Duke University, co-author who developed and formalized the concept, came up with peak span. It's trademarked. Peak span. It's the newest frontier beyond lifespan and health span. Now, here's where you want to really write this down. Instead of asking how long do you live, it asks. This is the key. This is what you want to say when you go to the med bed. How long can you remain operating at 90% or more of your highest biological, cognitive, and I think you can throw in your spiritual and physical potential, but they said physical. Let me say it one more time. 90% more of your highest biological, cognitive, and physical potential. This is leading edge concept. It's not yet mainstream. But it's gaining attention in longevity, AI, and regenerative medicine and performance science because it focuses on humanity's years of exceptional capacity. So let me talk about the application, and then I'll show you how to use it in the med bed, and my segment will be done. So anybody with a wellness project, into longevity research, anybody, this is my throwaway, Bob, to be talking about peak span. Go do deeper research if you want. But when you go into the med bed, you want to be focused on your mission and how to position how much it means to you. So you're going to say something like, mine is, I have 9 projects for the next blank, blank years, and my entire mission is on regenerative capacity. I need to be at peak span or 90% or more of my highest biological, cognitive, physical, I'm going to add spiritual potential. So that's, if you own that right here, right now, you're literally becoming the future human that's identifying the purpose This is purpose building. This is capacity building stuff. This is leadership building stuff. Peak span is what we all want to be doing. So we reduce the fact that humanity has been living with a lot of allostatic load. I'm going to pack this and just go out with a bang. I just want to say this because this is important. In our class, we go through six emerging concepts and emerging sciences that are related to regenerative capacity. One of them I talked about, neuroaesthetics, making things beautiful. The brain picks up, is enhanced, vitalized by making things beautiful on a deep level. That's one. That's you, Bruce, make everything beautiful. Building buildings, yep. Make it beautiful. Design it so the environment which goes into your brain is regenerative to your entire being. The next one, a lot of people don't think about this, and I have to be gentle with it because I don't want to be too confronting, is allostatic load. And allostatic load is, remember the scientists that created it. Allostatic load is when your body is taking in too much traffic, too much noise, too much stress, too much noise pollution, overstimulation, constant environmental unpredictability, chronic heat, high humidity. I watched a thing on Palm Springs, and they said, you know, a lot of people retire there, but they have no idea how much heat is there, and it ends up really whatever. So here's cooking what we them. Could do. Right. So here's what we could do. Allostatic load. Just do a check. Go look. Look up allostatic load and do a check. Because now you're going to be able to make a conscious choice of where you choose to live so that traffic, noise, crowding, all that. Why? Because the more space you give to your well-being, this is in every class we do, the more you design so that you can make it so allostatic load gets reduced in your projects, less wires on the street, reducing, you know, putting greenery all around like when you go to Europe, allostatic load and putting beauty into your environment. Take a look at how your environment is doing and take a look at how could I make it so that the stress of where I'm living is reduced? Or do I need to reconsider? Is it too noisy? Is it too hot? Is it too dense? Is it too this? Take a look at that, because a lot of people don't, they get entrenched, they're not looking at it, and they're not going, is this environment supporting me, or is it adding wear and tear, which is allostatic load, so that I'm not going to be at my full regenerative capacity? Get really clear on that. And so I hope peak span, allostatic load, and the fact that there are probably a lot of people out there, just like Bob said, doing these things that are getting ready, like our beloved Terry, that took, you know, 30 years of discipline research, and he had the boldness to put it on and out for the entire scientific world to participate in. Let me see. I'll just end there because I've been on for a while. So to everyone, congratulations for what you're about to do. Enjoy peak span. Congratulations to Terry, to the pod, to you, Bruce and Bob, and thank you for consciously designing with regenerative capacity in mind. That's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. That was very informational and beautiful. Well said. And I think we can all take that to heart and look that information up. Apply it to our own lives and our own projects. It's really good. Thank you, Sue. All right. Yeah. Bob, I'm just thinking of different things. I would love to hear something about where we stand on our sale. I'd like to hear what you'd have to say about any people's reviews that have been made, our testimonials, and anything else that you feel you'd like to share with us tonight.
Absolutely, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for that great report about the physicists.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
I didn't know about that. Yeah, really cool.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, so, and Bruce, we got a golf testimonial. And, this testimonial that we got came from a gentleman whose initials are DB. And we got a photograph of him because he just had made a golf shot on a par 3, maybe a par 4. He's using Boomer Boost. And
wow.
six inches from the flag stick.
Oh, 6 inches from the
flag? The hole. He missed a hole in one. So he said he wrote in the difference in a hole in one and a birdie is only 6 inches, and he's standing there next to the flag stick pointing to his ball, which is 6 inches from going
well,
in.
That would make it a par 3 then. Yeah, that's good,
well,
Bob.
Well, like I was saying, a guy who's using Boomer Boost could have been a par 4. He could have drove the green from 378, you know?
Yeah, so, but then it would have been a hole in one or an eagle.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah. So it says still shooting great golf at 90 years old.
Awesome.
He's used Boomer Boost, Barley, and Myotrol, and many other Boomer products as well.
Wow. Terrific.
And he sent a photograph of him standing on the green next to his shot. Amazing.
That's terrific. Bob, is that DB? That's not DB Cooper, just DB, right?
That's his initials. Yeah, that's his initials, his first and last name.
Yeah, cool. Oh, DB. DB, are you going to shoot your age? Can you shoot 90 or better? Oh, that's awesome. He is terrific. That is great. Yeah. Maybe we'll tee it up sometime.
Yeah, we'll look him up.
That's right.
So we got another Myotrol testimonial, and this is very interesting. This is a person that said, with Myotrol, my arms and legs are very strong. I also use Barley, and they left the T off of the word boost.
Okay.
And so it comes out booze. So,
booze, you know, booze.
Barley has got hops in it, so, you know, why not? But I don't know. That was great. That
That's
came
funny.
In trouble a few minutes ago. And then we got three different testimonials up from Goodnight Formula. And this one was funny. It said, you misnamed the product from the beginning. It should have been named the Dream Machine.
Oh,
it says it's much more effective than other sleep aids, including CBD based ones.
Wow, okay.
Then that's another one. Good Night Formula helps me relax, improves my sleep throughout the night. And then here's another one written in all caps. Always grateful for the Good Night Formula. It's amazing. Helps me sleep the full night.
Yep.
And I'm going to talk more about that in a minute, but we got another one sending in the picture of her collagen peptides and boomer boost. And this person says, I feel like a car who needs gasoline, and my smoothie is the gasoline.
Cool.
Yep.
Yep.
None.
Oh, man.
So listen to this, Bruce and Sue. This is something that just happened this morning, like
all right.
6 o'clock. So about 7 years ago, I saw a YouTube video where there was a woman being interviewed by a young man, and they were talking about sleep. And she was a specialist in sleep disorders and had a clinic to help mostly women that had really bad time sleeping, to the point where one of her patients at the age of 27 had a stroke. Because lack of sleep can lead to that. And she was talking about how disturbing it was and how she became so committed to finding something that could help her patients. And she had read an article by a researcher who had discovered that in the back of your brain, in your brainstem, there were receptors for vitamin D. And she found this article and started thinking maybe there was something to it. Led her into research of how vitamins can help with sleep. It included vitamin B, different B vitamins. She had identified three of them. And so what she started doing was giving people vitamins in doses of 100. So in the case of vitamin D, it was 100 international units, which is a very, very small amount.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a vitamin B product called B100, which they either put 100 milligrams or 100 micrograms of the different B vitamins, and she started giving that to people, and they did really well. Almost everybody did really well and were able to sleep for the first time in a long, long time. And so I watched that video, and as soon as I saw it, I went back and watched it again to get which of the three B vitamins she was talking about and how much. And then that's when we called our formulator and asked him to make the new iteration of Good Night Formula. And just like with her customers, 95% of the people that use it are able to sleep now. And so this morning, I wake up and doing as I usually do, doing research on all different types of health and wellness matters, and I came across an article about sleep, and it turns out it's a YouTube that was made just a couple of weeks ago, and it was this woman who I haven't seen anywhere for like the last 7 years, and all of a sudden, here she is giving a two-hour interview on a podcast. On a big podcast that has like a million subscribers. And so as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the lady that gave us the information for Good Night Formula.
Right.
And sure enough, it was. And so it's a two-hour long interview, and I had other stuff I had to do this morning too, so I only got to watch an hour of it, but it was fascinating. And she's discovered new things since then, of course, in the last 7 years, and I'm going to be watching the rest of it tonight or tomorrow.
Cool.
And it was really great to rediscover this woman, because trying to find that old YouTube video, we never could find it. It was just
yeah.
So cool.
And so she showed up today.
That's so
and,
cool.
That's so cool.
So I'm actually going to get a hold of her. I'm going to call her
yeah.
and let her know 7 years we've been using her formula. And I also
wow.
think discovered that, you know, we have about, I would say, for every 100 people that use it, 2 or 3 people, it doesn't work 100%. Like maybe
right.
1 in 100 doesn't work at all. And a couple
right.
of more, they'll say, well, it worked okay, but not great. And I think from watching this interview, I figured out why. And I might
cool.
be able to go back into the testimonials of the people that
mm-hmm.
helped and call them up and give them some advice about what this lady had discovered over the last 7 years.
Okay, there you go.
It's very interesting because even though the vitamins are in minute amounts, it turns out that for some people it's too much. And if you're able
oh,
to
no
cut
kidding.
It in half, it actually works.
Oh, no kidding.
So if you were to say, okay, well, the dose is 2, and someone uses it and it doesn't work, and you say, well, try 3, and it doesn't work, because they probably should have tried 1.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that, Bob? And I've told you this before. I would take 1 every night, not 2. And occasionally I think, well, I'm going to be able to sleep in, and I got a lot in my mind. Let me take 2. And it did not work as well for me, taking 2 as it did 1.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep. Yeah, and then she also said that there's a genetic SNP that some people have that mm-hmm. vitamin D and the B vitamins are never going to work for. So a SNP
okay. wow.
is a it's a genetic issue where you have a like a cut in the piece of one of your genes. It stands for
yep.
singular nucleotide polymorphism. And but nowadays with CRISPR technology, they're able to repair some of these SNPs. And people with very serious and super rare diseases are now being cured. Another part of this supernatural boldness, they actually are curing diseases that have never been cured before. And they're able to do it by repairing these nucleotide polymorphisms. And so it could be someday they'll develop one that will help all these people that can't sleep, that don't react to the intervention.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that. And then also
okay.
just in regard to our sale, so we still have... Bruce, the sale, it's the buy one, get one free sale.
Uh-huh,
and
yep.
Collagene sale is no longer on. That one ended, but we still have 7 products that are buy one, get one free, including our omega-3 fatty acids. I would highly recommend people get that. There's 100 different reasons to get your omega-3s increased in your bloodstream. And then also ashwagandha, which can help with what Sue was talking about earlier with the overload of stimulus.
Yeah.
And ashwagandha is really great for helping people to calm down. Olive leaf extract, which is also good for 100 different things, and including boosting your immune system. And then our vitamin B complex is also on sale with vitamin C, and also our magnesium and zinc, which is very, very helpful for helping people sleep. Some people take it with the Good Night formula, and it increases your sleep, and it also helps you preserve muscle while you're sleeping, because that's when you tend to lose muscle
mm-hmm.
while you're asleep. And also our turmeric is on sale, too. And these are all buy one, get one free.
Yep.
And the last thing I want to say is this, Bruce. because of the hot weather in places like where you are, we'll be getting phone calls of people that where their myotrol is clumped together when it arrives.
Yep.
And there's a number of different things you can try to do in regard to that. The one that works the best is to have coconut oil, and coconut oil will separate all those pills. And you can just take a small amount of coconut oil and put it onto that clump, put it right into the jar if you want, and shake it around, and the pills will start to separate. You can pull the ones out, separate it. If you have to add a little more, you can. Some people say cornstarch also works, but also if you have olive oil, you can do it with olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you put it into the refrigerator, it also will help to separate them.
Right.
But careful also not to let stuff sit outside. So if you have delivery coming of Boomer products in the summertime and it's 100 degrees outside, make arrangements to not have it sit out on your porch. Because that type of weather will definitely clump any kind of gel caps together.
Right.
And that's it for tonight. It's 25 after 10, Bruce.
All righty, Bob. Thank you for that. Appreciate everything there. Yeah, and keep in mind, if you do use coconut oil, that's what I use every morning as an MCT, a medium chain triglyceride, in my bulletproof coffee. So it's nothing that's going to do anything but just get your fingers slick, you know. So just wipe your fingers off and wash your hands afterwards. But, coconut oil works great for that. All right, Bob, thank you for that. Now, remember to get onto Bob's website to look over these multiple products and see the 7 products that are on sale, buy one, get one free. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on the site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site, so you just click on it. Boom, you're into the Boomer site, and then you can go through, look at the All Products tab, and then bring down the On Sale portion of it, and then scroll and see all the different products that are on sale, buy one, get one free. So that's a super deal. And it reminds me that I need to check and see what my inventory is to see if I want to get something tomorrow. It reminds me of that. So I'm glad that's still going on. Now, if you need any specific help with customer support, their 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So check that out. And use it if you need it, but don't abuse it. Don't be calling and tying up the office staff for no apparent reason. And don't be calling them, asking them about, you know, RV information or RV questions or anything like that. Okay? That's just what my job is to get the information out to you. All right? So that's good. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to divide my segment up into two parts. The first part is going to be something that I think is going to be of interest to us, and especially maybe to Sue and Bob. And the second part will be the Intel segment. But this part I found very interesting. Sue's told me for 10 years or more that she does, a curiosity drive in the morning. She wakes up to it. She goes, okay, let me see what I can find today. What am I looking for? And she does that. Well, I went on my own little curiosity drive yesterday afternoon and found something that was tantamount to a TED Talk. It was not a TED Talk. But I listened to this gentleman, and it was so weird how it got there. It was on YouTube, and it's sort of, you know how that thing works based on an algorithm, and you get you know, you get moved to different screens and so on based on what you've been watching. All of that's so cool. Now, Sue, do you remember a long time ago you talked about mnemonics? OODA what? Is it E-U-D-A, OODA?
Eudaimonia. Uh-huh.
Eudaimonia, right. Eudaimonia. Yeah. And you, and I said, you need to write a book called OODA what?
No, remember? No, no. I came up with the title, OODA
you
what?
You came up with OODA what?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I know you
interesting
remember
interesting how
it.
People remember things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
I've already written most of it, by the way.
You've got most of it written? Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sue, listen to this. Don't speak on it, but just listen to it for a second.
I will.
Because I've got another different spelling of OODA. I've got O-O-D-A. Now, this came.
I know what that is.
Don't speak.
I know what
that.
It is. It's an OODA loop.
Yes, it is. No fair.
I know everything.
No fair. You don't know everything. Well, okay, let's see if you know this.
Okay.
The guy that was speaking was named Jeff Baxter. And Jeff Baxter played guitar, lead guitar, for Steely Dan. And then after Steely Dan, he played for the Doobie Brothers. So he's a guitarist. So I got turned on to this video, this YouTube video, because I've been following guitarists, been following Toto, and a lot of interviews, a lot of concerts on all kinds of different people, right? A lot of it. So I get onto this, and I think, well, this is different. This is interesting. So he's telling this audience, I don't know how many hundred people it was, he's doing this like a TED Talk. Now, he doesn't look anything like he did back in the day when he was playing with those groups, but I felt, okay, this is going to really be good. So he said that he got interested in missile defense
exactly.
A long time ago. And he wrote a 5-page paper that ended up he gave to his Republican representatives, how he said it, in California, okay, who took it to the Pentagon, essentially, got to in the hands of a 3-star general. Basically, he had concepts that they were very interested in. And so they went to, he went to the Pentagon to speak in front of a panel of generals and people there, and he ends up, they try to give him a very basic PowerPoint presentation that was probably a sleeper. He ended up going, you know, looking at it, and then he went, and then he started talking to these people in their language. And he talked to them in terms of missile defense with the terminology and everything that was applicable, that they would understand and they knew. And it ends up, I said, okay, this guy is for real. Yes, he's a rocker. Yes, he played with the Doobie Brothers. Yes, he was a long hair then. And he still plays and performs now. But this Jeff Baxter became a significant player in our Missile Defense Agency, MDA, our Missile Defense Agency, because he had technology that could take an Aegis missile on a ship, a missile, a battery of missiles, and use those for a defensive purpose, and using the computers and radar on the ship, basically take and save billions of dollars in new research and development to fix a problem that they didn't even know they had. And this is amazing. You take somebody that came from music, it came from hard rock, and I love Doobie Brothers, and I love Steely Dan both. And those guys, and here he came with a 5-page paper, and they acknowledged what he did, and they said, okay, well, you need to come with us. You need to work with us. And he is, and he still is, working with the Missile Defense Agency. So it just goes to show And what he did was, in this talk, he demonstrated with a guitar how one song that he played could come from different perspectives. And the first time he played it, he played a rock version of the song on electric guitar in front of all these people. The second time, he played it in a country music form. And he did great on that, too. And the third time, he played it in a jazz format. The point was, he says, you can come at a situation. It was the same song, but it was different because of the perspective that the music would bring to it, the type of music. He talked about frequency. He talked about frequency and hearing. He talked about the range of hearing. It was really an interesting talk. So if you look that up on your YouTube, under Jeff Baxter OODA Loops, like Sue said, she knew. I wondered if you knew. OODA, O-O-D-A, stands for
Observe, Orient.
I got this.
Okay.
Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act.
Yep.
OODA, O-O-D-A, Observe, Orient, Decide, Act. Meaning take action. So the point of it is that is a system of problem solving. That is a system. And there's a book by the man's name was Byrd, B-Y-R-D. Don't have his
John
first name.
Boyd. John Boyd. His name is
Boyd.
John Boyd.
That's what I meant.
Yep.
John Boyd, B-O-Y-D. John Boyd.
Yep.
You want to look that up, OODA Loops, like Fruit Loops, but OODA Loops, okay? And I found, Sue, this was very interesting. Because what are our projects? Our projects are problem solving. That's what we're doing with our projects. We're solving a problem. By creating a project, by creating Rebuild America, we're solving a problem. And this is a way that could be an interesting way to look at problem solving from a new way. And he just brought music into it. He brought, you know, it was just fascinating to see how somebody who came as a rock and roll guitarist could be significant in terms of missile defense for our country.
Well, it's also, anyway. I mean, what I like, it's about decision science. It's about how you make decisions and your strategy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I found that to be very interesting, and that was my little bit of drive, Sue.
That's so cool, Bruce.
I thought you might know what it was, but I wasn't going to bet money on it. I just think you did great. That's great. OODA Loops. Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act. And then it's, there's one other thing that he mentioned, Sue. I don't know if you've heard of this concept. The letter is A and S, as, A-S. It stands for analyze and synthesize. Analyze the information, meaning break it down into different pieces and particles and so on. Break it down, take each piece, and then resynthesize it or synthesize, put it all back together in a different way.
It's really important. This is what's called metacognition. And so you're talking about the strategy to pay attention to how you make decisions. And it's really important that you found that, because when a lot of information is coming in, you have a mental model to how to make effective decisions. And it's really wisdom when you think about it. It's wisdom.
Isn't that cool? And it gives us the idea that, wait a minute, we don't have to problem solve this or decide on this the way we always used to do it. We can think outside the box like he did, like Jeff Baxter did, and come up with a different way to do it, even using the same componentry, the same Aegis missile systems, but just use them differently by using radar and computer on the ships to create this defensive alliance. I mean, it's just beautiful. Anyway, I had to bring that to you guys tonight. I know it's not intel per se, but now I'm going to get into the intel portion of my segment. So thanks, Sue, for participating in that. and everybody else. Okay, we got some really interesting things today. And I was almost hoping I would get a call during the big call to confirm something that I'm going to talk about in a minute. You know, you guys know that we're very close on this thing. You know how antsy I get when we get toward the end of the month. What do we have left in the month? 3 days left, 29th, 30th, 31st, right? And I'm thinking, okay, all right. Well, what we've heard today, remember, a lot of sources have dried up, but we do have some information that came from a couple of different sources that are very reliable. First of all, let me just say what we're getting is that Redemption Center leaders have been contacted, and they've been told that they are to go in to the Redemption Center before noon on Thursday. And this is where it gets really interesting. And continue on a schedule to go 21 days beginning Thursday for 21 days, including Sundays. Ostensibly, this is for exchanges to be taking place. Redemption of Zim and exchanges of currencies at the redemption centers. I have to be very clear in saying that. At redemption centers, which use the toll-free number to set the appointments for those redemption centers that are close to your zip code. All right, now I'm making a point of this because what we're hearing is we have some information that says that we will be able to exchange starting as early as Friday, and it appears that it could be as early as Thursday afternoon or Friday. And we've also heard that from one of the bond paymasters that they are supposed to be receiving the funds for bondholders into the paymaster's accounts on Friday so they can disseminate or distribute those funds beginning on Saturday to the actual bondholders' individual accounts. So it's a Friday-Saturday start that is projected for the bondholders. Friday into the paymaster's accounts, and then he turns around and puts them into the bondholders' accounts on Saturday. Saturday is, guess what? The first day of August. And you know why I get squirrely about the end of the month thing. Are they going to do something with us on the last day or last 2 days of the month, or are they going to defer to the 1st of August, which would be Saturday? Now, I'm being told from the people that are in the exchange positions that we could start as early as Thursday afternoon. That's only 2 days away, or maybe on Friday. Now, this is the interesting thing that's coming to me now. We heard this piece of information that came this afternoon, and I can't tell you where it came from exactly, but what I find interesting is the intel, which I have not proven, we haven't confirmed it. This is right now is what we would call hyperbole or unproven. Supposedly, the banks are not, quote-unquote, ready to exchange yet. And that they would be ready to exchange starting the 20th or 21st of August. Now, isn't that interesting? So banks might not be ready to exchange until the 20th or 21st 1st of August, and yet redemptions are prepared to exchange as early as the 20th or the 30th of July and go 21 days, which would take them to the 20th of August. You see what I'm trying to get at here? Are we literally going first with redemption centers, with banks to follow?
And Zim, yeah.
See, the reason I say that, Sue, is, all right, here's my theory. This is only my theory on it. I don't have this proven. But we know that when we go to redemption centers, the first thing we do is KYC, know your customer. They'll take your picture, make sure you're not a mass murderer, make sure you're okay, make sure you're not on some kind of want list, and then boom, you get started with know your customer. They sit you down and all that good stuff. Basically, it's a simple thing. They know who the Zim holders are, except for people that were gifted Zim. They've approximated the number of people who have been gifted Zim. They don't absolutely know, but they got an idea. All right, here's the point. They've got us in there, and they want this incredible exchange, not only currencies, but redemption of Zim, not to go to the deep state, not to go to bad people. Okay? So is it conceivable that we are going first because everybody, essentially, if they want to get exchanged and they have Zim to redeem, they have to use the redemption centers? It's a theory. And it sort of makes sense. Because that way, everybody needs, even if they go to a bank and a bank says, no, listen, you need to make an appointment. Here's the number to call to set your appointment to go to a redemption center. Because they're not going to exchange, they're not going to redeem Zim at the banks anyway. And the rates on the dinar are not going to be what the contract rate is at the redemption center. I've told you guys this for how long? 2 years? So that's a theory. I think that's so, there's no such thing as coincidence. And I think this makes sense, that the banks would actually start after the redemption centers went for 3 weeks, 21 days. So I think that's interesting that we got that information. I hoped I would be able to prove it before the call and confirm it. But I'm just going to say, let's take this as hearsay. It may be true, but it does not affect our start date at the redemption centers. We should start Thursday or Friday of this week based on the information that we're getting. And I'm going with it. I'm going with it. Now, there are rates that are populating on the screens. In the last 2 days and today, there were no rates. But the last 2 days prior, there were rates on screens. And I know that's Sunday and Monday. I know that. Today, no rates. Doesn't mean a thing. They'll bring the rates up when we get started, when we get ready to go. And guess how many rates are on the screens? How many positions for rates? 51. 51 currencies. That's fantastic. That's a lot of currencies. And our understanding is there's no second or third basket. One and done. One basket. 51 currencies. If you got them, smoke them. That's the old expression from World War II. We don't smoke. We don't believe in smoking. But if you got them, exchange them. So I think that's amazing. And other intel type information, I understand that we're going to have a memorandum of understanding with Iran that they will sign on Friday that essentially will give us what we need to move forward with Iran. They have no money. There's no money coming in from UK or other. They've basically been frozen out. They're surrendering. Finally, they're doing a surrender. That's what it amounts to. They may not call it that, but that's what it amounts to. And I think that's great. It comes down to the fact that President Trump knows what he's doing. It might not look pretty all the time, but I think it's a good thing. And if we can put that to bed and get something going between Zelensky, who was supposed to be today, I didn't see him on, because I didn't watch the news at all, but I don't know if he was in meeting with the president or not today. He theoretically was going to be there for the funeral of Lindsey Graham. So I don't know what happened or if they met before or after that. But I'm hoping we can get a deal with Zelensky and Russia and put that whole thing to bed. Cuba is in the news some now. I know we want to make a move to change their form of government, to get out of communism. And so that's what should be happening. I know that there is so much. You guys know when I say there's cleanup on aisle 3, 4, 5, and so on, what that's referring to. There's a lot of cleanup underway, a lot of it, globally. It should, I mean, I can't even tell you how many. It's big numbers, and it should be done, theoretically, by Sunday. Quite possibly by Sunday. But I'm hoping and believing that we will get those numbers. Listen, if we're going to be exchanging Thursday afternoon, we need to get numbers by either tomorrow or Thursday morning. So I'm just going to leave you with that. I'm excited about this information. I'd love to confirm that whole thing about are the banks ready or not ready. Why? Why wouldn't they be ready? I don't know. I think it's being done to stagger this exchange opportunity so that ZIM holders, obviously they want us to get in and go first. We know that, you know. But are we literally going to redemption centers only and no banks until the 20th or 21st of August? Now, that's what we've heard. I'm not confirming it. I'm just saying it's out there. So we'll see. And hopefully we have this thing confirmed or denied by Thursday night's call. And maybe we'll have our numbers by then. And it'll be a moot point, won't it? At least for us. But I'm glad that Sue was here tonight and Bob to hear this and also to hear about the OODA loops. And thank you, Sue, for... for knowing about that. All right, listen, let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thank you, Sue and Bob, for making this call so much fun tonight and every night. And thank you for, thank you everybody that's out there, like Doug and Terry. Thank you for your involvement. T, as I referred to you, T. And thank you, GCK, for all the years of doing the great artwork. And I do want to thank Pastor Scott for your involvement. Hopefully you're doing well and feeling better at home on the mend. And thank you for Jeannie for every beautiful message you send us every Tuesday and Thursday night and all that. It's really cool. So let's just, and I have to thank Big Call Universe, you guys, for just being a part of the Big Call. We couldn't do this without you. I mean, I'm going to apply what I've learned from Sue and from everybody else on the call in terms of Rebuild America, in terms of, gosh, everything, you know, Rebuild International, working with pastors on the pastoral retreats, and then also working with the military on our veterans retreat network and making all that come together and help the vets in that way. There's quite a bit. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to tell you guys everything one day. But stay tuned, even after this goes, maybe not live calls anymore, but, yeah, I'll do a recorded call and put it in an email that'll go out to everybody that wants to be part of Rebuild America. Okay? So let's just go ahead and look forward to the next couple of days, and let's see if we get our notifications tomorrow or Thursday. All right? So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we've got some pretty good information that has come in, and we thank you for it. Thank you that this blessing is en route, and we are looking forward to receiving it with open arms, and we'll do the right thing with the blessing in terms of helping humanity and creating jobs and giving people a chance at better lives here and around the world. Thank you for everything that you're blessing us with, and thank you for bringing it home to us. Thank you for the big call, for Big Call Universe, and everybody out there that's been listening so much. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and have a good night, and we look forward to talking with you on Thursday night. Okay? God bless.